Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Only for the Family podcast. I'm your humble host, Young, and I'm just happy to be back, man, with another banger, with another episode. Thank you guys for fucking with me still. Thank God for because my week has been so okay, not this week, last week. This week I had to do some things, man. So just slow down. Do you get? Just slow down, cause I'm more, it was too fast, man. Okay, so you guys, who listens to Joe Budden here? I keep asking, I see people can't reply. Hi, how far? We need comments. So I try posting on YouTube, they fuck with me. Those guys, man, they are just crazy. So yeah, I watched Joe Budden, and he has this whole humble intro that he always does. I'm your humble, gracious, highly favored host, Joe Budden, along with my nearest and dearest. Something so calm, cute like that. And he does it every time, back to back. So at this point, as he's saying it, everybody, his audience just says it with him. He gets something just very calm. I like it. I think I'll get mine. But I know smart. I'm trying to think of something. But nothing they come, bro. I feel just be like, oh, more back again. We don't come with another episode. Let me be your boy, Young, Alpha, and my people. Something like that. Nah, but that one's too. I beg. So yeah, let's go back to the wave. That's Afrobeat, bro. Afrobeats is just so big right now. Even Burna Boy, On The Low became the first Afrobeat single to cross 100 million streams on Spotify. One song, guy, crazy, massive. If you think about it, yeah, Spotify isn't even really in Africa. I know they just came to Nigeria recently, but before that, I think it was just South Africa. So we can't even really say Spotify was in Africa. So the people where they jammed this, the people that did this for Burna were Americans, Europeans, other people, so this music now is not even you can't even say it's African music again. Do you get? Or it's it's African music, but we can't say it's our music. Do you get? I don't know if I'm explaining this thing well, but now the music is for everybody. Too many places, too many countries are fucking with the sound, and they love the sound. Think, say, Wizkid FC now for Nigeria, bro, they get branches. They get branches. Maybe Lagos has not left top 30 in the UK for since it dropped. That's almost 6 months now. Do you get me? Crazy stuff, so everybody don't they get branches, people where they go hard, they say you bad, bro, people bad, everybody this, they are fucking consuming the music, man. And of course, why not? Look at the songs, look at the content, bro. The video just be giving us, he wants to kill us with hits, banger, 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 every single time, man. Wiz is just their dad, you feel me? I don't want to enter my Whiskey FC bag, you know. But let me not say anything. So everybody just the Joe Boy, Rema, Future, man. I hope we win a Grammy. I don't know, Grammys now, you get, it's something very attainable at this point. It's if you win Grammy now, yeah, the song good, the song nice, the album nice, if you win Grammy. You get me? Finish. So classics are what has made Afrobeats become what it is because of the sound. Too many classic songs, man. Too many classic albums. Superstar, Wiz, bro. I said I was not going to enter this place with boys. That's if I went out. Wiz is, the only Afrobeat artist right now that has two classic albums in two different eras of Afrobeat. In fact, not even that he has two classic albums. He championed, let me not say champion, he pushed two different eras of Afrobeats. Like, he did it and he was at the front lines. Anybody, anything that you're saying, okay, Afrobeat, you must mention his name. Like, without a doubt, like, there's nothing you can even made Lagos classic, superstar. It's over, it's over. Like, we could literally play back then, we could literally play like superstar. Just play it. Even now, we're playing it in the car, like, the whole trip was just superstar, and everybody was singing, like, you get happily singing back to back, man. Another classic is Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps by Fireboy. I think when they say classics, if you call superstar, like, you have to call LTG close to it, do you get? Because LTG is a solo, like, it's a solo album. Who can do it? Is it easy? If it's easy, I'll do it. Do up if it easy. Class, yeah, see, only him, bro. Fireball just giving us, like, I don't know, that boy deserves anything he's having. He deserves it, cause do you know what he did? Like, bro, whole album, bangers, good, everything was a banger. Like, do you know? Then Burner, African Giants, record breaker, bro, you get. Angelou is even on that album, like, records and records and records, Grammy nom, you know, every, like, bro, too many, man, too many. Charts, everything. He now still came with Twice and Store, broke everything again, broke all the chart records. It's easy, like, don't worry, these niggas are pushing the shit because the music is classic. Like, music, you can't not like it. Are you mad? You think you are enjoying music? It's not your song, okay? You can't vex for somebody else that's not Nigerian. I know that back then, if an American was like singing, or like maybe they pronounce the words in a certain way, people can be like alienated from it. But now, more even like cavemen have American cavemen are Igbo, did they sing, bro? But they have so many fans that are white. They don't understand what they're saying, but the vibe just did. I know cavemen vibe now, bro. Enjoyment, palm wine, goat meat, you know, breeze, just the look, palm trees, water, all those kinds of babes, loud, just chop life, man. Who know what chop life, bro? So, we've been getting like crazy good music over the years, man, and it's pushing. It's not even pushing, that's pushed it now. Afrobeat is now like worldwide. Just remain small before you check Billboard number one. You see, I don't know who you see there. Maybe Rema, maybe Joe Boy, maybe one new guy nobody has heard about. You know, Omale just came out and it's just changed everything. Like, the whole game, Omale scattered it. Like, bro, he's not even playing, man. Gyaki, like, you feel me? Everybody there, even Bella, Naramali, like, bro, nobody's sleeping, you know. So, they're just too many. In fact, that LTG, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. But that name, it long for mouth too, bro. Me kinda lie. I just wonder, I say, Olamide met Fireboy. Okay, we have fun now. What are you calling this album? Say, I'm more LTG. Say, LTG, wow, that's it. What does he like? That's a good. Say, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. Eh? Shouldn't be Goosebumps again. Inside music. Bro, fuck, man. What? Like, among classics, I don't like doing this thing, but you have to do it. It's like, because there has to be, you know, there has to be a top, there has to be ranking, like, all these albums, too many classic albums, man, too many good albums that are everywhere, like, but which is the best of the best? If you say, okay, 2021 Grammys, or no, 2022 Grammys, which album deserves to win? What's your this thing? Made in Lagos, Twice a Star. Oh wait, Twice a Star already won. I'm a brother boy, the para. Brother is not even sleeping, bro. Fireboy said he's dropping another album, so I'm all, yeah. I don't even know what to expect, man. Like, cause the guy's just constantly pushing what he can do. Nigga is pushing the barrier. Rema as well. I hope Rema drops an album this year. Rema, please. I know you will hear this podcast. My God will do it. So fucking drop an album. Better like full length album, 14 tracks, 15 tracks. Let's know. They've been playing around since, but like that place still they shake. Ah, it shake everywhere, bro. But no, ah, it's time now. It's time, Abby. It's time. Everybody has dropped their own. Come and show them this thing. What are you waiting for? Drop it, man. This year, right? So I'm just chilling for Rema, man. Before I don't think I want to rate the classics of classics, but if I was going to rate right now, people will not agree. They say I'm biased. But for me, when he wants to win Grammy, it's Made in Lagos. In fact, if Made in Lagos does not win, we fight. We riot, we burn, we. Anybody we have to. We will tie them, kidnap. Wait, I'm on. I was just joking. I'm just joking, please. It is not. I'm not kidnapping anybody's children. Please. Nah, joke. I beg. So, until Rema drops his pee, man, then we go day here. God willing. Everybody go day soft, strong. Money go day our aza. You feel me? Then we'll come back and we'll rate it. Best of the best. Classics of the classics. Rema, we do it for you, man. That's all for this episode. Next episode of Only for the Family comes out on Saturday. I know I broke the chain because, like, bro, I was just not in the right mindset, you feel me? But, like, next episode drops Saturday. Anticipate that one. Please share with your friends. Please share with your family. Just share the podcast, man. Let the love go around, you feel me? Sibling way out.